This is Twit.
Do you remember a year ago, before the Pixel 3, we started like a month in advance ahead of the announcement. I don't even know if the announcement was announced yet, you know, that there would be an announcement. And suddenly we started seeing these highly produced reviews of the Pixel 3 that had not even been announced yet.
Right.
And I think they were Ukrainian based in many cases.
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking European, but you may be right.
Yeah, somewhere, I can't remember exactly where. I was thinking the Ukraine, but I could
be
wrong.
Russians stole it, I know.
It was Ukrainian, Estonian, something like
that. Estonian, yes, that's right.
Estonian, a slight difference, but yeah.
There we go, thank you. And it was just kind of crazy. It was like, everybody was like, well, this can't possibly be real. Like, they must be just working off a prototype or they've created a fabrication based on rumors, blah, blah, blah.
No, they were on Google's mailing list.
Yeah, something happened there, and a number of them got it because they all had content to share on YouTube.
Right.
Well, now we're there again, and it's happening with the Pixel 4. This time, it seems to be happening with Vietnamese YouTubers. At least the two videos that have appeared in the last 24 hours are so. You can find one of them by the channel NMTV. It's a 6-minute video, full 4K resolution. I mean, it's pretty much just gives you everything
you
need to know. Everything you need to know about the new Pixel 4 XL, and, you know, kind of goes into some of the features, you know, the full body design, the software features, the redesigned camera app. It shows the smooth display, which is a toggle, so you can turn on 90 hertz refresh instead of 60 hertz. Screen attention, which knows when you're looking at the display to keep it on versus when you look away, then it will actually allow it to time out, that sort of stuff.
I wonder about that ambient control and, you know, how much juice is going to be used with that, as well as with the refresh rate.
Yeah, kind of the battery aspects of something like that.
Because I know with this last, I can't speak. I know with this last update to my old Pixel, battery life has just gone up exponentially.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have all of these extra sensors and features like this that the Pixel 4 allegedly will have.
Right. And, the Soli radar.
Right.
How much juice is that going to require?
You know, are we going to go back to bad battery life now?
I hope not. I don't think you can go back to bad battery life. Like, nowadays, people are very used to a certain level of battery performance. And if you don't get it, that's going to
handicap
you. What's that?
I just saw. So I normally drive my horribly long commute. So I have the phone plugged in.
Right.
So I don't really get a sense of the battery. So I updated the other day. So today I've been home, working at home. Right. I call this work, by the way. Man, they barely took a molecule off the battery chart. It's amazing.
It's amazing. I've forgotten to charge my battery at night a few times.
And you wake up and you're like, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. And then I get to noon the next day. I'm like, oh, I didn't charge last night. You know?
Yeah.
It's really a big difference.
My 3A has gotten through 2 days.
Nice. That's fantastic.
It's crazy.
That's awesome. That's really good to hear. And you like you said, you've noticed a difference based on what it was on Pi versus where it is on Android
it's
10,
totally
like
different.
Noticeable difference.
Totally different.
That is awesome. I feel like battery is so important. Mm-hmm. Like we've all gotten somewhat more accustomed to good battery, or, you know, battery that lasts long enough for that fast charge or whatever, that it's really hard to go backwards on that. It's just one of the most important key features.
We know what caused the most of the improvement in 10 in battery life?
Well, that's a good question, actually. Now that
night
I'm thinking
mode.
About it.
Shush.
I'm not running dark mode.
I know that would be a component.
I'm not running dark mode.
I won't run it. You know that.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, nothing comes to mind as far as like, and this is the one thing that is going to improve your battery on your device. I just think they're always improving it.
Right.
You know, they're always coming up with ways to wisely throttle down certain aspects of the phone
when
you're not using
whatnot.
Certain things. If it happens to be, you know, the Doze mode from a couple of years ago, which maybe
that's
it's not
it
even
was.
Called Doze.
That's right.
I don't even know if it's still called Doze, but, you know, that I think has improved over the last couple of years, so that when it's
that's
sitting on a table,
it.
It's just sipping,
right.
You know, on your battery.
So is your fear that now that the Pixel 4 is going to be always awake looking for your gestures and stuff,
you just
that's
going to
lead you back
juice.
Down?
You just keep using more juice now. That's my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope, especially with the Soli sensor, like I'm hoping that they've done enough with that to kind of dial in a very nice kind of low energy mode that to go along with that. But I don't know how realistic that is. I mean, it's a radar. I don't how battery thirsty is a radar. You know, that's part of your phone. I have no idea, to be honest.
One thing I noticed just this morning with 10 is when I pull down my notification screen, it actually says 1 day, 3 hours on my battery.
Oh, wow.
When you pull down your notification, like it says
when
it
when I pull down the notifications,
uh-huh.
It says at the top right hand, it says 1 day, 3 hours.
So it's actually
and this morning it said 1 day when I woke up, it said 1 day, 6 hours, and that was
so it's
like that was 6 hours ago. So
okay,
I'm gaining time as we go.
Somehow.
Beautiful. Yeah, I wonder what's going on there. That's interesting. So we see the devices leaking entirely, and I imagine, you know, Google at some point here very soon has to announce their event, right? Like
it would help us out.
They did it would help us. All right, we want to know when to schedule it for sure. But it's interesting to me that a couple of months ago we started seeing some of these major leaks,
mm-hmm.
and immediately Google comes out and says, "Yep, that's it."
Yeah,
you know, it's like
one.
They embraced the leak and they were like, "Yes, let's not, you know, try and pretend like it didn't happen. Let's embrace it." And they were applauded for that. Like people were like, "Yeah, that's doing it right."
They were, but I'm the cynic. I still say that they're sending that.
You think that this is all intentional?
It's all intentional.
Oh, yeah.
That's the next level of marketing.
Yeah. Okay. You
know, next level of marketing.
So you're saying that Google is sending out things to Rabbit TV in Thailand?
Yes.
Because that's the station that just
next
got it
year
today.
It'll be Peru.
You go Rabbit, totally obscure.
Rabbit TV.
Rabbit TV. 50 subscribers.
50
by the way.
Subscribers, and I think
it's kind of brilliant.
I think this is Thai.
Yeah. It looks Thai.
Totally obscure. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. I think this is stuff sneaking out of their new factory in Vietnam. They're moving stuff out of China, and so now they've got whole new security issues to deal with. And so they got phones walking out of their factories.
I didn't think about Vietnam. Okay.
Do you think Google enjoys this sort of press?
Oh yeah, any press is good press, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Oh yeah. Of
like
course
like I'm always kind of curious. Like obviously people are talking about it and everything, but then again, like I'm not inside the company orchestrating this grand like release schedule.
I mean
at this point you just kind of assume if you're in that position that something's going to leak or that this is going to happen.
Right? I think they would enjoy this, especially when you have a huge competitor just up the road.
That's a really good point. When you talk about timing,
all right,
two full Monty videos hitting YouTube literally a day after Apple's huge event.
Same time.
There's some interesting timing there. I hadn't even considered that.
And that's not the first time that's happened. They did that last year.
Totally.
See, it's. I think
you might be right. Actually, there's some really kind of interesting
next level marketing.
Yeah,
that's what they're teaching at Stanford.